Whoa.
Wow.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I forgot I was standing up on this ledge here. Boy, that could have been really bad. But yeah, we got an incredibly awesome new Snow Elf armor set. That is really nice. And we also got Auriel's bow, which what kind of enchantment was on that? 20 points of sun damage. Undead targets take triple damage, which is incredible. I mean, like, that's insane. Like, undead, what did I say that number was? 100. Let's do some math here. 129 damage, is that right? 43, 129. I believe that's right. If not, I'm close. All right. But now we have a little bit... We have some family business to finish up here, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to get a little awkward. Parthenax. Delphine and Esbern have discovered that Parthenax was one of Alduin's chief allies. The quest is to kill Parthenax. Wow. Prepare the trap for Odavine. Jeez, how long have I been in the Dawnguard DLC? Wow, yeah, the last time we did anything was when we were doing the main quest line. Holy cow. Well, I have a feeling, ladies and gentlemen, that this quest line is coming to an end. Valkihar. We gotta go confront. Okay. I mean, like, that's nice at all, but like, geez. Loading screens in Skyrim are, like, non-existent. I've been complaining about how long loading screens are in Fallout 4. Well, that's not the problem here in Skyrim. But then, yeah, after this, when we get a chance after this, I want to... You know what? Hang on. Yeah, before we do this... Just in case if things go bad. Let's go to Whiterun. Boy. When was the last time I was in Whiterun?
There's a nip in the air. Cold won't be good for my crops. Never is.
Doesn't that feel good, ladies and gentlemen? It feels good to be back here. I love it. Alright. A workbench. What do we have? Yeah, our ancient stuff. Oh, refined moonstone.
What a curious city. It's so open.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is Serana talking. Yeah, I was thinking that was Lydia. And I was like, what do you mean a curious city? That's an odd thing to say. I want to see what kind of lockpicking stuff I have available to me. Gosh, where... Lydia? Is Lydia in here? Lydia lives here, right? Or maybe not. Step, that's it. I don't have anything... Wait, no. I think I said lockpicking. I mean smithing. I don't think I have any. Oh, gosh. This is probably... Okay, no, nothing in there. I'm not holding any smithing. I know I'm holding way too much. That's definitely what I gotta get taken care of. My stuff is all... Oh, yeah, here we go. Okay, weapons and items can be improved 20% better. That's amazing. Okay. So, yeah, we got that. And then potions. I have smithing potions, right? I want to enchant. I want to improve the armor I'm wearing. Oh, no, those are books. I know I have an end table full of potions. Here we are. Here we go. Wow, 40% better. Take that. All right, let me drop some stuff. I'm so overweight. I gotta get rid of a lot of the stuff I have. Crossbow, Draven's bow. This is a quest item. Yeah, I can't drop that. Elven Dagger of Blizzards. Okay, yeah, here, let's... Whoop, I did not mean to take that out. Okay, yeah, so I'm gonna throw all my enchanted items into this dresser to be dealt with later. Oh, that's all the weapons I have. Alright, I probably don't need the crossbow. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna set the crossbow aside. Oh, no, dang it. This is... Okay, here we go. Put in there. I have all the amulets. Restoration. Boots of the Old Gods. You know what? Put those down. Gonna... Oh, yeah. Dawn Guard helm. You know what? I'm just gonna throw everything in here. Health regen. Oh, shoot. Did someone mention that I already had this? Glass Armor of Remedy. I was... Oh, and that's on the same level as my current armor. Okay, I'm gonna get rid of that. Yeah, I was talking to someone, and someone mentioned glass armor. But I just realized, oh crap, like, was that... Okay, I just put that in there. And so I think that maybe they were talking about that. I apologize. I don't need two rings of archery. Yeah, sure, I'll keep that one. Health regen. Shoot, I think I smithed a lot of this stuff. Oh my gosh, if this is freaking people out, I apologize. I'm just all over. Oh yeah, this Stalrim helmet. That's a quest item. I'm just all over the place with how I'm organizing this stuff. Pickpocket, yeah, I'll keep that. Pickpocket. Okay, what I put in here? I put Mystic. I put something in here that sounded like a quest item. Here we go. Klepper's gold ring. I feel like this is a quest item. I'm going to take that back. All right. Well, yeah, that cleared out a lot of stuff. All right. This is a book end table. Let me store all the books. Okay, I can't store. Oh, I can't store the Elder Scrolls. Okay, there we go. Yeah, nice. I'm gradually shedding weight. Okay, now what kind of potions? I'm keeping that. Invisibility, like I ever use it. I should use it. Light feet. Potion of strength. That could probably be useful every now and again. All right, one more thing we're dumping. We're getting rid of my oh my gosh. I keep forgetting that I made this huge mess. Dang it. Yeah, well, at least the ingredients aren't going anywhere, you know? They're all still there. Oh, yeah. But yeah, no, I swear, I'm usually a... When I'm playing on my own, I am so much more organized than this. There we go. Wow! I am light as a feather, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I need refined moonstone. Do I have any? I have 5 grand soul gems. Good lord. Moonstone ore. I have 2 refined moonstones. I need 4. So this is usually a smithing cabinet here. Refined moonstone, perfect. Yeah, give me 2 more of those. Bam! All right, here we go. Let's go up into my skill tree. Smithing. my smithing skill is... it's trash. Okay, so I assume... elven smithing. Because my armor requires refined moonstone... and it's on the same... well, it's on the same level as glass armor. Workbench. Superior. That's pretty good. It's gaining 5 points. Okay, here we go. Wait, hang on. I want to test something here. Okay, let's... quick save. Okay, now I want to go up into my skill tree, into the smithing skill tree. Let me get Elven. And I can now improve them twice as much. Okay, so let's see what that does now. No, it's exactly the same. All right, okay, fine. All right, yeah, no, I'm not going to waste a perk on that. Let's reload the game. Yeah, reload to my quick save. Okay. But yeah, I've commented to people before that I like to keep the action and the story moving. I don't want to spend hours at a time. And I feel like it does take hours. If I have 200 hours in a Let's Play, I feel like 100 of those hours... no, that's probably exaggerating. Like, definitely many, many of those hours are just... trying to be very meticulous with the organizing and crafting. And that's just something that I haven't done in this Let's Play. But I have gotten a number of comments about crafting. I've always enjoyed crafting. I feel like it's kind of therapeutic, you know, to have everything all like neat and organized and to improve everything. I like doing that. So I'm going to do that a little bit more here and there, which is why we're doing this right here. All right, there we go. I took my potion. Serana, get back! Oh, gosh. I'm on the clock now with my potion here. That potion did nothing. It's exactly the same. All right, whatever. You know what? No, screw that. So yeah, I took the potion, and it's exactly the same. So yeah, no, we're just gonna go back. I'm not gonna waste my potion on that one. Here we are, we're back to where we started, okay. All right, yeah, craft. You know what, I will say, smithing increased. Crafting is so much better on a controller because like here you need to like click on it, push R, and then move the mouse to click on it. On a controller, oh my gosh, I can make 50 daggers in like 3 seconds. All right, there we go. All right, I don't have any. So I'm not of a high enough skill level to where I could even improve Ariel's bow. Good freaking lord. 9 additional points of damage. That's crazy. I thought I dropped the crossbow. I guess I did. Okay, yeah. Everything I have has an enchantment on it. I believe I cannot enchant anything until level 60. So, yeah.
You tried mercenary work? It might suit you.
Yeah, I got a lot of soul gems. And I'm sure I got a lot of archery and... a lot of archery stuff. A lot of smithing materials. And Lord knows I have enough alchemy. I mean, my alchemy lab is literally drowning in alchemy ingredients. I should do this each time. I mean, like each episode, we should do a little. I'm like assuming we're not in the smack middle of a quest. We should do a little bit of crafting here and there. Keep our skills building. Farangar's probably sleeping. All right, here we go. we're going to enchant some stuff. I don't believe I have an enchanting potion. But even if I did, that's fine. Okay, the Curus, if that's even how you say it. What do we want? Fortify increases my health by 34 points. That's amazing. Magicka regen 34 faster. Fortify health or Magicka regen? I feel like I use a lot of Magicka. And I feel like my health is probably fine. All right, Magicka regen. Oh, pfft. Okay, yeah, yep, whoops. I need to choose a soul gem first. With a grand soul, 34 points faster. Yes. Really now, my enchanting did not increase from that, okay. All right, boots. What enchantment are we using? What? Fire resistance or pickpocket? Really? Those are the only enchantments I can use. Okay, I'm gonna save that. That sounds lame. All right, gauntlets. What do we have? Archery and pickpocket. Well, obviously we gotta go for archery. So, all right. Bows do 27% more damage. Nice. Good deal. Why did I just enchant two giant pieces of armor with grand soul gems in my... I mean, my... Oh, for crying out loud. Don't tell me. I still have a perk available. What kind of enchanting can I do? Okay, I can't do that yet. I typically like to go the route of the skill enchantments. Fire enchantment. Fire enchantments on weapons are 25% stronger. Okay, we might do that. Let me... What is the cross... No, not disenchant. Oh, boots though. Carry capacity. Maybe I'll do that. I'll disenchant these boots. Ladies and gentlemen, I wasn't even wearing the necklace of smithing. Good lord. Good freaking lord, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. Here, let me put that necklace on here. Here we go. Now, how did we do here now? Am I doing something wrong? Okay, no. Never mind. Go back to where we were. Go back to Dragon's Reach. Okay. Yeah, no, like, I put on the necklace, and it was still the same. I don't understand. It must be like either I'm doing something wrong, or there's a level cap. But all right. Okay. So let's have a look at the crossbow. What can I put on? Fire damage. 12 points of fire damage. Okay, yeah. Quit enchanting. We're gonna go up into our enchantment tree. Here we go. I don't want frost or storm. Sure, yeah, let's do this. Fire enchantments on weapons and armor are 25% stronger. Bam. Amazing. Fire enchanter. Okay. And we're going to disenchant the elven boots. Boom. Oh, okay. Wow, that got me. I was about to get really mad, but I forgot I undid everything that I did. That got me all the way almost up to 58. All right. So the crossbow, fire damage. Yes, 26 points of fire damage. I love it. Soul gem, grand soul gem. Let's do it. Look at that. We leveled up. Okay, item, boots, fortify, carry weight, grand soul gem. I mean, like, I don't care about the carry weight. And I know that there was a sneaking enchantment on those boots of the old gods, but I don't want to ruin that. I mean, I don't want to disenchant that item. It's got a unique name. All right, we got one more item, ladies and gentlemen. The gauntlets. Fortify archery. What? Gauntlets can fortify carry weight. All right, here we go. Leveled up. All right, nice. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's amazing. We got one smithing level up, two enchantment level ups, and we have... What's our armor rating? 141. It was 125 in the last episode. But all right. Wait, no, it was 120. Wait, am I even wearing? There we are. Circlet of Destruction. All right, yeah, I'll probably hang on to that for now. And then I have this Stall Rim. 30% of bows do more damage. Bows do 30% more damage. Oh man, yeah, that would be horrible. Only 30% of bows in Skyrim do more damage. Okay. I feel ready. I feel ready.
I knew I heard something.
Oh no! What? So I was gonna say. Oh wait, no, I couldn't have. I was gonna say I should have improved my crossbow, but I don't think I could. Okay, what is going on here, ladies and gentlemen? What's going on? Oh, a scalp. I'm out of magicka. Why did I get this stupid Curus? Curus. Kioras. A crossbow, gold, steel bolts. All right, is that everything? What? I was gonna say the music can calm down now. All right, give me Blade of Woe. Got Blade of Woe and fireballs. The music is banging right now. Blade of Woe! Get him! Dang, this is not going so well! Yeah, I shouldn't. Gosh, I need to use.
It's a scratch.
Run! I'm gonna die! Alright, give me a potion. That did nothing. It was enough to survive! Okay. Serana, get your freaking... Okay. All right, let's test out these sun-hallowed arrows.
You can't hide from me.
If I even said that right, we're going to test this out.
There you are.
I missed. Oh, that was amazing. It exploded. I probably shouldn't be using these. All right. Serana's blocking the exit. I have no choice.
There you are.
Bam! Okay, yeah, that's awesome. But that's not doing as much as I would like it to do. Give me just some good bows. I have 34 Daedric arrows, really. Sure, why not? Give me my Stall Rim Helmet of Archery. Gosh dang it, I missed! Oh my goodness. This is going very poorly. I missed again. Oh, that person threw themselves off the ledge. Dead, my lord. That was way too hard. Dawnguard War Axe. I love all the Dawnguard heavy armor, though. But no, I like my Snow Elf armor better. You know what, though? Like, I don't have a Snow Elf helmet. Which I do look pretty awesome, though. All right, here we go. Now it's on to the family business. We need to go have this awkward chat with what's-his-face. Who I've been calling Larkin. Lord Harkin. Sun-hallowed elven arrows. Here we go. Valhikar Keep. I don't know if I'm even saying that right. Hello? Alright, I'm nothing awkward. Hey, yo, is everything fine?
I have everything I need right here.
She looks freaking terrifying. Okay. She has everything she needs right there. Where is this? The cathedral.
So.
Oh!
You've returned.
Uh-oh.
Is your pet keeping you entertained?
What?
You know why we're here.
Are you talking about your own daughter?
Of course
I do. Or me.
You disappoint me, Serana. You've taken everything I provided for you and thrown it all away for this pathetic half-breed vampire.
Is she in love with me?
Provided for me? Are you insane? You've destroyed our family. You've killed other vampires all over some prophecy that we barely understand.
Mm-hmm.
No more. I'm done with you. You will not touch him.
You won't touch me.
So, I see this dragon has fangs.
I'm a dragon.
Your voice drips with the venom of your mother's influence. How alike you've become.
I'm getting my bow out.
No.
Larkin is in his vampire form.
I'm not afraid of you. Not anymore.
I'm gonna get Unrelenting Force
and
ready.
And you. It appears I have you to thank for turning my daughter against me. I knew it was only a matter of time before your ambition outgrew your loyalty.
Loyalty? You never intended to let me live.
A small price to pay for the betterment of our kind.
You're an insult to our kind.
Oh, come now. Spare me your notions of kinship. You've simply used Serana in an attempt to take away what should rightfully be mine.
I would never use Serana like that.
The vampire is eternal. And with immortality comes the revelation that these bonds never endure. It's fleeting, momentary. Best.
Enough of this!
Yes, quite. I'm growing weary of speaking to you and my traitorous daughter. I'll give you a single chance to turn over the bow to me. There will not be a second.
Very well. No. Never!
Very well, then. You leave me no choice.
Oh, wow. That did nothing to him. Slay Harkin. Whoa! Gargoyles. Oh, shoot. Okay, hold on. Where's Addy? We need Addy here. Dragon aspect. I don't think that's going to work in this place. We're inside. Where is Harkin? There he is. Oh my gosh. All right, I'm slapping him with fireballs. I'm now out of magic. All right, Ariel's bow. Where is he? Oh my gosh, his health is regenerating. Alright, I need the high ground. There he is. Dang it, dang it, dang it. Come on. Gosh, dang it. I missed. Why are my arrows so bad today? Whoa! Boy, yeah, he's like attacking me and Serana evenly. Gosh, dang it. I'll rend you of your flesh and bones. Oh great, we got skeletons. I don't want to use my sun-hallowed arrows on the skeletons. What is Harkin doing? Oh great, he's invisible. Well, that's a fun trick. Oh, for crying out loud. All right, okay, I'm out of the sun-hallowed arrows. I need to switch. Where are my Daedric arrows? The Daedra. There we go.
Done and done.
What do you mean done and done? Serana, he's right here. Oh my gosh, I keep on missing. And Harkin is back to like full health. This is not gonna be good. Boy, he's tough. He moves so fast. All right, I got a hit on him. I got another hit on him. So far, so good. All right, he vanished. Whoop, there he is. Oh my gosh, we're getting him. Where is he? He's up high. Oh, I missed. Got him. Oh great, another gargoyle, amazing. Look out, Serana, look out. Okay, Addy. Addy the Atronach. All right, where is Larkin? He's being his big lord self. Whoa! Oh, come on. No, no! I have a gargoyle chasing me. All right, Ariel's bow. I'm out of magicka. That's what I'm doing, Serana. What do you think? Gosh, dang it. Oh, this gargoyle's almost dead. Okay, he is dead. Harkin's back to full health. All right. We're going to take him out, ladies and gentlemen. This is he's a big boss right here. Great. I killed Addy. I killed my own flame Atronach. We're getting down to it. Where'd he go? Getting back to low on health again. I'm missing so much. At least Serana's on point though. Oh great. Oh freak. Okay. Whoop, look out. Another gargoyle. Luckily though, I am on the easiest difficulty, but this is not doing a whole lot for me. Health-wise. Okay. This gargoyle is chasing me. He's like a big mad dog. All right, let's switch it up. Let's switch it up here. Let's try some bound bows. Are you serious? I don't have enough magicka for the other bound bow. Dawnbreaker. Fireball. I don't have enough magicka. Where's all my magicka going? It's getting sucked away somehow. I can't jump up there. All right, this is... What's going on here? Where in the heck is Harkin? Back to full health. That is where Harkin is. Oh, okay, yeah, we were going at it with the swords. We're getting some good hits on him, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, okay, yep, he took off. Bound sword. All right, where is the son of a bitch? We're just gonna hit him straight up. I'm stronger than he is. Oh, shoot. Okay. All right, he disappeared again. We're doing great, ladies and gentlemen. We're doing great. Where is he? Oh, no. Can I just run up to him here? No, I can't get him while he's in his ball of safety. Stupid skeletons! Get out of here! Oh, yeah, shoot. This is the perfect time to use Ariel's bow, however. Quick, the bow! Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because the bow does triple damage on the undead. I hate that this is going down to my Falmer arrows. What do we have next? Ebony. Oh yeah, quick use the bow. What? On, oh, okay, on him? Where is he? Got him. Oh shoot, we got a gargoyle. Okay, hang on. I'm doing what I was doing. Bound bow, Dawnbreaker. This was working out with killing Larkin. Oh no, dang it, no, I did bound bow, not, I wanted bound sword. Well, that's all right, we got the bound bow out right now. Let's keep on using this thing. Getting some hits on him. Okay, now we gotta switch it up. Bound sword and Dawnbreaker. Oh! Here he is. You're not coming back to health that easily, Larkin. Oh yeah, oh yeah. We're getting some good hits on him. Where'd he go? He's up on this side. Shoot, where am I? Where is he? Where am I and where is he? Dawnbreaker to the rescue! I think we got him, ladies and gentlemen. Where is he?
That'll teach you.
He crumbled into a pile of ashes.
Well, oh. Now that's done.
Kindred Judgment. Wow. Crap. Okay, can I, let me just take a second. All right, there's another vampire walking around in here. I'm just waiting for him to be like, oh, what happened? What will you do now, Serana?
I'm not sure. I'll probably stay here for as long as they'll let me. I think we can rebuild here. Make my family's legacy something more respectable. Of course, if you've got any more adventures planned.
I would love to have you along, Serana.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Yes! Nice! What do you think about us, Serana? Werther was saying something about vampire blood in the bow.
It sounds like that's the last bit of the prophecy. The blood of a daughter of Cold Harbor can corrupt the bow.
Can I use your blood then?
Sure. Do you have any arrows, though? They would have to be of elven quality, I guess.
I'd like to treat some arrows with your blood.
Let's just get this over with.
Okay, elven arrows removed, blood-cursed elven arrows added.
My congratulations on defeating Harkon.
This is
Lord
Garen.
Harkon defeated. I never imagined I'd see the day. My lady, you have my deepest sympathies.
Well, that's nice.
I am sure this was not easy for you.
He was out of control, Garen. It had to be done. I'm not happy about this. He was still my father. But I suppose my father really died a long time ago. This was just the end of something else.
Of course, my dear. All will be well now. Do you need something?
Oh, is that it, Garen? All right, that's it. Okay, what is this blood-cursed arrow? shrouds the sun in darkness if shot with Ariel's bow. That's insane. I can block out the sun. That's amazing. Doesn't Ariel's bow have a curse like that as well? There was something else that could also block out the sun, but these can block out the sun. That's incredible. And I still have more elven arrows to go. Nice. All right, let's search Larkin's ashes. A grand black soul gem. That's amazing. I'll take that. Potion of blood, equivalent to feeding on human blood for vampires. Vampires heal 100 points of health. Oh. So it's not a feeding on humans. It's a potion. That's pretty cool. Gold diamond necklace. Nice. Necklace of magic suppression, magic resistance by 17%. That's good to sell. Minor lockpicking. Destruction spells 20% less to cast. Harkin's sword. Okay, this is amazing. It's the same skin as the blade's sword. Absorbs 15 points of health, magicka, and stamina if wielded by a vampire. That's amazing. All right, and then this is unique. Wow. Vampire royal armor. Magicka increases 125% faster. Yes. My gosh, that's amazing. All right, I quickly want to equip my... I do want to do... my ring of destruction. And then this vampire arm. Okay, so just to be clear here, my ancient falmer armor is 69 damage rating. This royal armor is 48. So it's significantly less. But that 125% of magic of regen, it's nice to have that in my back pocket. My armor rating is currently 190. Which is amazing. And then we got a chest. Oh, that's empty. Okay. Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen. That's the Dawnguard DLC. That is the end of the Dawnguard DLC, ladies and gentlemen. My gosh. That was an insane ending battle. And it's just complete carnage here in this place. Okay, yep. And I guess Serana's leaving. Yeah, yep. That was Serana just like, I'm out of here, guys. I'm done. But all right, yeah, I don't know what we're gonna do in the next quest. We're almost done. You know, like, we're almost done with the main quest line. Maybe we'll do that, because one thing I do wanna do in the future, maybe in the near future, is go around and get, what? Okay, no, Serana's still here. Garen left, okay. But maybe we'll go on around and collect all of the Dragon Priest masks. And there's one Dragon Priest mask that we get at the end of the main quest line. That's Nacrin's. So yeah, maybe we'll do that in the next episode. But with that said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. I hope that you enjoyed. I am Mr. Navins, and I'll see you in the next one.